From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Congressional leaders and the White House negotiators tried again today to work out a funding deal on the war in Iraq, one that Congress could approve and President Bush might sign. But the White House rejected the Democrats' opening bid, as NPR's David Wellnut reports.
Emerging from the closed-door meeting with White House Chief of Staff Josh Bolton, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid was a portrait of gloom.
To say I was disappointed in the meeting is an understatement.
Reid said he and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi thought they'd made a major concession to the White House by offering to drop billions of dollars of domestic spending from the war bill.
If you want to do away with all domestic discretionary spending, we will take in exchange for that in a split second accountability for the president of what's going on in Iraq.
But the offer fell flat, according to Speaker Pelosi.
The president's representatives said no. Then we said, okay, you have a problem with timelines, as the senators, as the leader said, we'll give you a waiver on that. They said no.
White House negotiator Bolton told reporters later that even if troop withdrawal timelines can be waived, the president still considers them unacceptable.
Whether waivable or not, timelines send exactly the wrong signal to our adversaries, to our allies, and most importantly, to the troops in the field.
Bolton said the White House could accept a Republican war funding proposal that got 52 votes this week in the Senate.
The administration did come in, and Republican leadership came in with a flexible approach, willing to pursue options that involve benchmarks and accountability, a move in position for the administration.
Not enough, though, for Democrats. Speaker Pelosi says that without a compromise, her party will now write its own war funding bill.
When we leave here for Memorial Day weekend to pay tribute to those who have fallen on behalf of our country, our troops will be funded. That's the work that we have between now and then.
The task remains what it has been, finding a veto-proof way to approve funding for the troops without approving of the war they're fighting. David Wallner, NPR News, the Capitol.